This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
And we're live in 3, 2.
Was I always feel like somebody's watching me and I have no privacy? Anybody else just be getting paranoid as fuck?
I know I do. Seriously, man, all the fucking time. And if you do too, then maybe you need to look into our first sponsor of the video, Xanax. And can you imagine if just all podcasts started, instead of just like actual brands, you just bring on, they're like, yeah, we're just going to start promoting fucking prescription drugs. And I'm like, oh, okay. I just get on here. I'm like, are you sad as shit? Are you sad little bitch boy? Are you sad, lonely little bitch? Then look into Prozac and you'll be happy as a clam. I'm fucking, fucking, you know? Oh my God, that would be great. Do you want to take the same prescription medication as my boss, Tony Soprano? Then look no further than Prozac. With, oh, dude. Or better yet, are you lonely as fuck? Are you a fucking loser with no fucking friends? Then look no further than unregulated cocaine. If you take one hit of that and you will be the life of every party with friends in no time. Fucking, oh my God. Honestly, I probably would. I would do it. Like, I know, like, we're kidding around. It's like, oh my God, Anthony, you wouldn't promote fucking illegal drugs on here. I mean, at the right price, I would. At the right price, I would. And surprisingly enough, the price that you're probably thinking that I'm at is much lower. I would do it for a much lower rate, okay? Because in my head, I'm like, no one's going to actually do it, but someone's probably going to use promo code COS to get your next kilo free. Like, fucking, you know? It's like, use promo code KOZ and get 20% off black tar heroin. Oh, my God. There's probably, honestly, I should probably stop saying this because I'm going to get a bunch of DMs from, like, drug kingpins, and they're going to be like, I heard you're, heard you got a spot on your podcast, and I just so happen to have 30 kilos in my backyard. So, what are we going to do here? You know what I'm saying? What are we going to do here, man? Seriously. Anyways, guys, yeah, welcome to the podcast, episode 15. It's kind of our Halloween episode. A little bit here, a little bit yes, a little bit no. Okay? Yes, it's the Halloween episode because it's the episode that comes out before Halloween. But at the same time, like, are we going to talk about Halloween things? Sure, we are. We're going to bring them up. Of course, it's the Halloween times. But at the same time, we're not going to keen in on that in this episode. Now, of course, if this is your first episode here, Steve, who is our 3-foot skeleton that we bought from Amazon, well, not me. By we, I mean me. And by me, I mean me solely as myself. And Steve, 3-foot skeleton, bought it from Amazon. Just want to let you know that in case I ever talk to Steve during this episode. This is Steve's last episode. Ooh, I just hit him in the head. Kind of hard. Sorry, Steve. It's okay. Sorry. Okay, I got to fix the little foot. Anyways, yeah, this is going to be Steve's last episode because then I'm ripping the bats off the wall. I'm going to get a live turkey in here, actually. Thanksgiving episode, I'm actually going to bring in a live turkey and cut his head off live on camera. That's exactly what I'm going to do. I mean, do they run around with their head cut off, or that's a chicken? Maybe I'll get a chicken too. We will just slaughter animals. So if anyone's what the Thanksgiving episode is going to be me just slaughtering live animals on my couch. So get ready for that. That's going to be a good time. I was going to wear a costume for this episode, but unfortunately I have been really busy and just like completely forgot about a costume, and I just kind of decided against it. I was like, I don't feel like throwing together some garbage. I am actually going this weekend, though. The reason I'm so busy right now is because I'm trying to get all I need to get 7 days of work done in 5 days, which is very difficult if you could believe it. But because I'm actually going to go visit my friend who goes to Indiana University, I'm going to go visit him this weekend. So, you know, if you listen to this episode right when it comes out, hey, if you're there and you see me, it is in fact me, and come say hi, you know. But please, like, don't punch me in the face or anything like that, but just be like, hey, what's going on, man? Maybe we could hang out, do some cool shit together, light some things on fire. Why not, you know? Anyways, though, yeah, started off, I kind of felt like, you know, I was going to do the Monster Mash to start off this episode when I was singing along here. I was going to start off with the Monster Mash, but I was like, who fucking, like, the Monster Mash? Like, that's like a song for fucking eight-year-olds, you know what I'm saying? Whereas the other song that I sing today, it's like, I'll get a little bit paranoid. Speaking of paranoid, you know who's fucking paranoid as shit on Halloween? My mother, okay? I've actually never said mother in my life. My mom. Well, not just my mom. I mean, parents in general, but just, I mean, she just cared about me, right? She cared about my well-being, but it was my mom and just like, I mean, all the parents in the neighborhood where I grew up, and I'm sure where you guys grew up too, unless you, I don't know, you grew up somewhere where, you know, people didn't believe in random conspiracy theories, but fucking everyone in the neighborhood, and like specifically my mom, she used to make me go through each individual candy, because if there was like a slight little, you know, like a slight little rip in the thing or whatever, like if it was being jumbled around in my bag and it got like a little rip, she's like, Don't eat it. Dude, you can't eat that. I'm like, Mom, I want to eat it. She's like, there's razor blades in that Reese's. There's going to be razor blades in it. Why the fuck? That's like the dumbest. I mean, like, I get it. Like, apparently it happened somewhere. It might be like a legend or something. I don't know. I'm not even 100% sure if it actually happened. But what even would go through these people's minds? Like, who would be like, I'm going to give this kid a fucking Reese's peanut butter cup with razor blades in it, and then I'm just going to let him go home to his family? Like, what? I'm gonna get like a little, at the most, I'm gonna get like a little cut in my mouth, and I'm gonna spit it out. I'm gonna be like, holy fucking shit, there's a razor blade in there. Holy fucking shit, dude. The fuck is that? I'm not, what do you think? I'm not just gonna be like chewing it, and I'm gonna be like, huh, this candy's a little bit sharper than the rest of them, and then just swallow it? No, dude, I was much smarter than that, even at 8 and 9 years old. Or at least I hope I would have been that smart. But the craziest one, that's even crazier than the razor blades, was my mom thought that they would, I don't know if anybody else's parents thought this, but my mom thought that people would like inject needles into the candy with like, you know, fucking sleepy drugs or whatever, like, you know, fucking roofies. Like my mom thought that there would be like roofies in the Reese's. And I'm like, what? Like, who the fuck? Like, I mean, even if they wanted to do that, what would they accomplish with that? Like, what would be accomplished here? Because they would give me the Reese's, right? I would take it home, eat it at home, and then just pass out on my living room floor. My parents aren't going to think anything of it. They're not going to be like, oh my God, my child was drugged. No, they're going to be like, oh, he must have been super tired. Let's put him to bed. And then I'm going to wake up the next morning with no recollection of what happened. And I'm just going to go about the rest of my life. Like, what fucking person would be like, yeah, I'm going to stick roofies in their fucking Reese's, and then I'm going to let them go home to their family safe and sound. Got him. Like, no, that's the stupidest shit ever. That's so dumb. Also, if I see a Reese's and my mom's like, and if it had like a little tear in it, my mom probably didn't know this, but if there was a little tear in it and she didn't know, and she would be like, did you throw all the ones out that had a little tear in it? And I'd be like, yeah, you know what? I did, Mom. Don't worry. And she'd be like, good job. But then I'm just sitting there eating these Reese's that were low-key half open. And you know what? If I got fucking roofied, I got roofied. Okay, at least I got roofied for a Reese's. I mean, if it was like a Snickers, I'd be like, yeah, I'll throw that shit out. Or like a Mr. Good Bar, I'd be like, yeah, fucking who gives a shit? I'll throw that. I don't even want to eat it in the first place. It's so terrible candy. You know, and I would just throw it away. If that one had a little rip in it, I wouldn't even put up a fight. But if a Reese's had a rip in it, I would fucking die for that Reese's. I don't care what you put in it. Ludes, roofies, Coke, I don't care. I was 8 years old. I didn't care what the fuck was in that Reese's. As long as it tasted like chocolate and peanut butter when it hit the roof of my mouth, I'm swallowing that shit. That's all that mattered. That is simply all that mattered. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm not going to sit there and be like, oh my God. Oh my God. It has a rip in it. I have to throw out my Reese's. Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. I die with my Reese's. I go to the grave with my Reese's. So I would just eat it. And nothing ever happened to me. Because no one would ever do that. Because it's the stupidest shit ever. But my mom believed it. And that's just, you know, it is what it is. It's funny, but it is what it is. Oh my God. Sorry. Okay, so there was probably a pretty abrupt cut. And you're probably like, why is he out of breath right now? Dude, my uncle just called me. I cut it out because
fucking, I mean, the conversation was stupid, but he literally calls me and he's like, hey, can you help me move a toilet? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I need you to help me move a toilet. And I'm like, when? He's like, right now I'm in the alley. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I had to drop everything, go help him with that. Not a big deal. Weird phone call to get though at, holy shit, I'm really out of breath. Hold on. Jesus. So yeah, anyways, I just go help move a toilet. That was weird. What were we talking about? We were talking about Halloween. We talked about my mom freaking out about candy and fucking somebody roofing my Reese's for some reason, because that's a thing that people do apparently. Anyways, though, what I wanted to say was I want to talk about costumes, right? Because it's Halloween. So let's get a costume segment going. I know last week I talked to you about the do's and don'ts of costumes, what you should do, what you shan't do. And this week, I'm going to tell you about my costumes and what I used to wear when I was a little youngin'. And so, anyways, when I was little, I had a long... So I don't know if I've ever told this on here. Okay, because this is really just going to set up everything. I know this isn't technically Halloween related, what I'm about to say, but this is just going to set up the plot of my life, okay? Just to give you a total rundown, because I'm not 100% sure if I've ever said this on here and exposed myself for this, but I'm going to let you know now. So from the start of when... school started, right? So what was that? Like probably like kindergarten? Kindergarten is when like you first start school, right? Obviously. So kindergarten, from kindergarten until second grade, I cried, not even until, even still inside of second grade. So probably almost until third grade. From kindergarten to almost third grade, I cried every single day. I'm not even being dramatic. I could get my mom on the podcast or fucking to vouch for me, because I cried every single fucking day. Anthony, why'd you cry every day? Good question. Well, turns out at the time, I had no idea. I thought crying was just a regular activity for me. And I was like, this is just how it's going to be. This is just what we're going to do. And this is how it's going to happen. This is how the rest of my life's going to be. Turns out I just had an extreme. And when I say extreme, I mean fucking like as high as fucking possible of social anxiety, or not social, so a little bit of social anxiety, but also specifically separation anxiety. Long story short, because of that anxiety, I stuck with one costume for years. I was every single Power Ranger, like every single Power Ranger. Like, I'm not talking about I was a Power Ranger and the next year I switched it up. No. I was like Red Power Ranger, Blue Power Ranger, Black Power Ranger. I was every single Power Ranger besides the pink one, actually, which the reasoning obviously for that was, once again, stems back to the anxiety. I wasn't going to wear the pink one. I was obviously got a lot of anxiety, obviously pretty insecure. But then all of a sudden, out of fucking nowhere, I don't know how I got it, but one day I just woke up and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? Like, why do I have so much anxiety? And why am I such a little insecure little bitch boy? And I'm like, you know what? No more. And at some point, I don't remember what it was. Maybe it was like fifth grade. Maybe it was sixth grade. And I just decided to not give a singular fuck anymore. I don't know how it happened to me, but it happened. I'm thankful it happened. And that year when I decided to not give a literal singular fuck, my costume idea was no bullshit. I'm not even lying to you right now. I wore a rainbow morph suit. Remember those morph suits where it like wraps your whole body in like one color? I don't know if you know what a morph suit is. If you don't know what it is, look it up. But I wore a rainbow morph suit with my little sister's crop top over it and my little sister's like short shorts. Okay? So I had like 3-inch inseam shorts on, my sister's crop top, and a rainbow morph suit. I mean, my confidence was obviously through the fucking ceiling. I clearly did not give a singular fuck about what anybody thought about me just walking around like that, fifth, sixth grade. And my friends, I mean, I got to Halloween and my friends, they were all in like, you know, one of them had like blood on their face. One of them had like a machete. One of them was like, you know, Jason. And then I pull up wearing a fucking rainbow morph suit and they're like, hey, dude, is there something you want to tell us? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I thought this looked dope. I thought this was super cool. They're like, yeah, no, we get like, it's cool. But like, you something you want to tell us about the rainbow? And I'm like, nah, like, I just thought it was a cool color. And they're like, all right, cool, man. Cool. I'm sure. I mean, like, if you saw me in that fucking, I'm actually going to post that the picture of me in that costume on the Kicking It With Kaz Instagram. So go over on Kicking It With Kaz Instagram and it should be there when this episode drops, or at least the same day that this episode drops. And I'm going to post a picture of me in it. I swear, dude, you see me in that if you saw me in sixth grade or whatever, or fifth grade, whenever it was, in that costume, you would have saw me and you would have been like, the closet is glass. The closet is absolutely glass. I mean, this kid, I mean, he's got to be gay. I mean, good for him. Good for him, but he's got to be gay. I wasn't gay. I didn't put two and two together. But apparently, I was an ally early on. I mean, we know it here. I support the Rainbow Mafia to the fullest, to the absolute fullest. And I was clearly supporting real early. Real early. As soon as I figured out what it was. As soon as I knew what gay meant, I was like, you know what? I'm going to wear a rainbow morph suit. And I did. I did just that. And I'm sure all the parents in the neighborhood were like, does Anthony got something to say? And my parents were like, fucking, he's living his life, baby. He's just living his fucking life. I'm sure my parents, I'm sure as soon as I asked for it and I put on my sister's clothes and I wore the rainbow morph suit, they were probably like, they probably looked at each other and they're probably honestly surprised now that I'm not gay. I mean, so am I, to be honest with you. I mean, if you showed me a picture of me when I was that young and you were like, hey, if you had to guess right now, if you had to bet, if I was a betting man and somebody asked me, and they were like, hey, look at a picture of this young boy right here, sixth grade, rainbow morph suit wearing his sister's clothing. Over under, what are we guessing here? What are we guessing here? Do you think he grew up to be a great gay man? And I would be like, absolutely. 1,000 fucking percent. There's no doubt in my mind, but it didn't. I'm straight, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. Because it's like one of those things. Do I think some guys are hot? Sure, we all do. We all do. Life would be a lot easier if I liked dudes, but unfortunately, I'm just not really into the whole penis game. Unfortunately. It would be cool if I was. Never have to deal with girls. But unfortunately, I just couldn't get into the penis, you know? Just couldn't really get into it. I mean, I think the reason I also was, of course, a little bit insecure at the time was because with like wearing a costume, which obviously when I wore the rainbow morph suit, that's kind of when I branched out and I was like, I'm me and you could deal with whatever you want, baby. But I mean, I was really the first one definitely in my entire friend group to like step out of the box and just do something different. You know what I'm saying? Which I'm proud of that. I'm happy I did that. I was stoked. I'd do it again. I kind of want to buy. I wish I still had the morph suit. No fucking way it fits me, but I probably should buy a new one, honestly. Just I should do like a new photo of that. Just like try and pose like the exact same and just post a new picture. That would actually be a pretty sick Instagram post. I should probably do that. Yeah. I don't know though. I'll think about it. Maybe yes, maybe no. I also don't know why I always stuck with Power Rangers when I was younger. Like I apparently thought that was like the coolest shit ever. I was like, when I was like super insecure when I was younger, I was like, who the fuck's gonna, how are they gonna make fun of a Power Ranger? Okay. I'm a Power Ranger. The only step up from here is like fucking Ninja Turtles. Literally, that's it goes Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, God. Those are the three coolest things right there. Power Rangers, what did I say? Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, God. I was like, I'm in a top three costume right now. How's anybody gonna make fun of me? You know, I mean, obviously, that was when my mindset was like, ooh, fucking Power Ranger. I'm a fucking man. I'm a man's man. I'm in a fucking, which realistically, Power Ranger, I was in like, you know, bright red tights and I had a fucking mask on and it was super colorful. And I was like, this is super manly as fuck, man. No one's going to make fun of me. Yeah, I'll rub my dick together with another man's dick and we make fire because we're men. We are manly men. We are men. We are. I'll rub my dick together with another man to start a fire any day of the week. Cause I'm a man. I kill my food. I shoot things for my well-being. I could have never lasted in the olden days. Absolutely not. I could have never lasted. Killing for my food, I would not have. There's no way. There's just no way. They would have been like, go kill that fucking deer. And I would be like, what did the deer do to you? You know what I'm saying? No, I'm actually not like that. I would like 1,000% like shoot a deer, but like after the fact, I'd be like, like sorry, bro, like my bad. I gotta eat though. Fuck. I mean, I'm sorry, but like fucking move a little faster. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Also, the whole thing when people are like, I love. By the way, this is not like an anti-gun, pro-gun debate I'm having right now. I just find that it's funny whenever people will be like, well, it's not exactly fair that you have a gun and the deer has no idea that you're there. I'm sorry that I evolved. My bad. Fucking Maybe if the deer evolved, then we could go mano a mano. Give him a fucking rifle. Let's go. Let's go. Let's play a little the world's most dangerous game. Me versus the deer community. Let's see what happens. See what happens. Do you ever think that when people go hunting, do you think that there's some bears out there that have like human heads on their wall? That's also a weird thing. I mean, I get it. It's like a thing in the hunting community. And you're like, I want to put my prize up there, which is cool. Which is cool. But like, don't do that. Like, it's fucking like, imagine. Sure, that's cool because it's like an animal. But like, imagine if someone like called a taxidermist for their grandma. They're like, they're like, yo, my grandma just kicked the bucket, but we don't, but we always want to remember her. Could you like stuff her up and hang her on my wall? Can you imagine? It's like Christmas time. And just like, there's a reindeer. There's fucking candy corns, raindrops, and gumdrop, fucking whatever. There's a tree. And then just right over the fireplace, it's just their grandma. Just like, you know, laying down with like her hand, like on her chin, looking like she's about to do the best choreographed dance of 2008. Looks like she's a backup dancer for Britney Spears. Just fucking Magic Mike XXL, just staring at you. And it's like, Dan, this is weird. You're going to remember your grandma. God damn it. You're going to remember. Dad, this is weird. We should have buried her. No, never. I'm never letting this go. That would be fucking, if I walked into anybody's house and they had a person taxidermied, I'm getting out. Also, the people that taxidermy their fucking like dog and cat. Look, I know that you loved your dog and you loved your cat, and I'm sure you had great moments with them, and I'm sure it was a fantastic time, and I'm sure that you love them to the moon and back. But I had a dog die last year. I don't want to fucking wake up every day and be like, oh yeah, that's right. We stuffed you and put you on the kitchen table. That's fucked up. That is fucked up. That's weird. If I walk in anybody's home and they have one, I'm gonna have a problem with. If they just have one stuffed dog or cat or bird or anything, no matter what, it could be a reptile. I don't really give a shit. No matter what you have, I actually saw something on, hold on, let me finish this thought. No matter what you have, I'm getting the fuck out of there. I'm sprinting that out of there. Even if this was the girl of my dreams and I walked into her house and she's like, sorry, don't mind the dead dog on the kitchen table. We just never wanted to forget him. I am sprinting. I am sprinting because if you have a dead dog on your table, that means you probably have human remains in your basement. I don't make the rules. That's just how it is. I saw somebody on TikTok. I thought they were filling a bowl. There was a snake inside of a bowl, right? I thought they were filling the bowl up with water. I'm like, the snake's going to drown. And then I realized it was a fucking clear coat so that somebody could have their dead snake as their centerpiece on their table. What? You're out of your fucking mind. People have problems, dude. People have serious, legitimate problems. There's something I wanted to talk about that I can't remember anymore. Oh, when I was talking about, hold on, let me get a drink. When I was talking about when I said the coolest costumes and then I said God on top, that's what I wanted to bring up. That's why I said that, because I wanted to transition here, but then we jumped on another boat here, started talking about taxidermy and your pets and shit like that. Anyways, the whole, I don't get the group or like the hardcore Christian or just, you know, religious community in general that, look, like I'm all for doing, believing whatever you want. You go fucking nuts. I don't give a flying fuck. Look at Halloween and be like, that's the devil. Nobody, that's it. You think I'm going to let my kid dress up as a fucking leapfrog? You think I'm going to let my kid dress up as a leapfrog? I might as well just put devil horns on her and sell her soul. I'm like, they just take it way too far. It's just way too far. Oh, you dressed your little kid up as a pumpkin? Really? Next thing you know, she's going to be sucking dick on the corner for $20. Fucking worshiping the devil. God damn. Like, no, dude. The kid just having fun. Let him go out. Get some candy. Have a good time. It's not that deep. It's truly not that deep. It's okay. You could calm down. It's fine. It's also, I don't know. Also, those churches that believe that stuff, that like, you know, Halloween's the devil or whatever. They got all their morals screwed up. I mean, we talked about it before. I am technically Catholic, raised Catholic, Italian family. So, you know, obviously gonna be raised Catholic. That's just kind of how it goes. And do I believe in it? And like, yeah, I believe in like the base of it. But most of the shit, they just, I don't know. I feel like they really just kind of like throw in like their own shitty morals and pick and choose what they kind of want to believe in. People hate when I say that, but it's true. Anytime I talk about this, I always get some DM from someone being like, "Brother Anthony, turn to God." And I'm like, get out of my DMs. Shut up. Just send me a death threat or get out. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for your fucking, I'm going to read you a chapter from Leviticus. I don't care. Okay. Like, I don't care. I'm not making fun of you, but it's like your morals are skewed. You know what I'm saying? And we talked about it here before. Like, they'll sit on here and they'll be like, "The Bible says Halloween is the work of the devil, so we do not support it." And it's like, well, didn't you guys not support tattoos for a while? But then you changed your mind and you're like, well, I mean, you know, we were kind of like, you know, we were on the fence for a little bit for sure. But then we were like, you know, like, it's fine. Like, they could do it. It's okay. But like, it's like, you can't just pick and choose. Or like, better yet, like, they'll be like, tattoos are cool. And then you're like, all right, we're making progress. No Halloween, that's fine. What about the gays? And they're like, hard pass. They're like, I don't know. I'm still kind of a piece of shit. I don't know. That, like, we just became unracist like 30 years ago. Actually, probably most of the people in those churches are still racist. They're like, you're like, what about gay people? They're like, I don't know. We'll think about it. And then you're like, what about loving every race equally? And they're like, I don't know. That's you're really pushing me today. I don't know about this. I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, it's just an innocent holiday. Some kid dressing up as fucking Peter Pan. You know, it doesn't mean that they're gonna, that after they dress up as Peter Pan, they're gonna be like, you know what? I kind of like murder. I don't know what it was. I dressed as Peter Pan, and then all of a sudden, I kind of wanted to kill somebody. Like, that probably wasn't the best example, but I mean, you know, like a kid dressing up as Scream. I dressed up as Scream 1 year. This was after, obviously, the morph suit, the rainbow morph suit phase, which honestly was my favorite costume I ever wore. It was the most, because I love standing out. I don't know if you guys have noticed, I have a podcast where I talk for an hour and make you listen, but, and I don't have any guests on. So yeah, I'm totally don't like, you know, listening to myself or anything like that. But as you could probably tell, Rainbow Morph Suit, I have my own podcast. I'm in comedy. I kind of a little bit like people to watch me do stuff, just in the slightest. Okay. It's not that bad, but just a little bit. And my better example was, I did dress up as Scream, and like, I dressed up as Scream, and I wasn't like, you know what, I'm gonna go stalk somebody. This feels like, you know, it's not like no one's dressing up as Joe from You, and they're like, you know what, I think I'm gonna go kill women. I don't know. It seems like a pretty good idea to me. I don't know. Kind of like it. I like it a lot. Yeah, nobody's doing that, okay? So calm down, Mr. Preacher Man, the scary preacher man. It's not the work of the devil, okay? Just because I eat a Reese's peanut butter cup and put a fucking purge mask on my face doesn't mean that I want to go kill somebody. It's all right. Take a breather. Take your time. Take your time. Anyways, one last thing that I thought was funny or whatever with the whole Catholic Church. I know. I'm really just laying into it today, but it's funny. It's funny. It's always a good bit. You can never really go wrong with it. And the one thing that I noticed, or at least thought was funny, in a little bit. Okay. And like, look, if it, like, once again, whatever religion you are, like, good for you. Like, as long as you're like a better person, that's awesome. If your religion makes you a better person, that's really all that matters. Okay? That's really all that matters. But hear me out. Nobody get mad. A lot of people are going to get mad. So basically, I just find it a little funny when you see, like, I don't know, somebody who, I don't know, let's pick a murderer. Because that's, I think we could all sit here and agree, not exactly the best guy. Okay? Let's just start there. Murder someone, you're not that great. All right. Clean. That's where we're starting. Now we're going to build. Murder somebody. Not too great. Then after 20 years of slaughtering people, you go, you know what? I think I'm done. I'm going to turn to God. And then the church is like, you are amazing. Ah! What? What? And they're like, well, they said sorry. They murdered 20 people. I don't know if that's just a sorry. I don't, what? But they were, their sins are washed. I don't know about washed. Maybe like lightly brushed. I mean, they're still very much there. They're people died. I don't know if you, people perished away. And the church is like, you're good. Like, I don't, like that seems kind of like, it seems kind of like a cheat code. You know, you go out, you murder people, do some shady shit, and then all of a sudden you turn 50 and you're like, you know what? This whole afterlife thing, I've been thinking about it. And you know what? I think I'm sorry now. I think I'm sorry. I kind of want to go to heaven. And the church was like, you got it. All good, baby. It's like, what? What's wrong with you? That is not how that should work at all. That is not. You need to fucking, once again, the morals twisted everywhere. Fucking, they're lopsided all over the table. I don't know. Anyways, though, we should move on from this probably because it's getting. It's getting a little bit out of hand.
What's going on, everybody? We're going to take a quick break to introduce the sponsor of today's episode, Babbel. The best way to learn a new language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken, using it every day, obviously. But if that's not in the cards this year, you could still learn a language the second best way. And what's that with? It's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel is great. The courses are convenient. It's so easy because it's so much better than just learning a bunch of words. I've said this before. Babbel's been a sponsor before. Babbel's fantastic. But listen, it's just so much better than just trying to learn a bunch of words because then you don't even know how to use them in a real conversation. Okay, with Babbel, then you start to learn immediately how to order food, ask directions, do things that you're actually going to need to do if you're in a country and you need to speak that language. Okay, just knowing the words like, where am I? Maybe you're not going to put them in the right order. Maybe the way that you said, where am I? Actually means, I hate your face, I'd like to punch you in this language because you used the wrong tones, right? You didn't emphasize the right letter. And you don't know that. But Babbel is going to teach you to say it the right way so that you don't put yourself in a terrible situation or you don't know how to communicate with the people. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent so that you're nailing it. You don't sound like an American speaking Spanish. You sound like someone who knows Spanish. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester of college. Once again, do you know how much a full semester of college costs? A lot of Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, plus all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. Anyways, here's a special limited-time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/cos. Get 55% off at babbel.com/cos, spelled BABBEL.com/cos. Rules and restrictions may apply. Now, back to the episode.
Actually, I actually need to pop my Vyvanse mid-episode, if anybody... So if you're watching, I'm gonna just throw this Vyvanse back real quick. I had it set here, and I picked a specific timestamp to take it so that it'll kick in as soon as I'm finishing this because I have a lot of work to do after this, but I don't like taking it during the episode because then I'll just stare at the middle of the lens, and I'll just stare at the camera, and I'll say some weird shit. I just get, you know, way too hyper-focused on one thing. Whereas, like, if I don't take the meds, the ADHD's off the walls, right? And I'm going left, right, topic, up, down, center, right? But if I did take it before the episode, we would still be talking about toilets. We would somehow still be talking about toilets that I mentioned for maybe 5 seconds, but we would be talking about toilets for the entirety of the episode. So it's for your benefit and for mine, because I don't want to talk about toilets the whole episode, but Vyvanse Cause wants to talk about toilets until he fucking dies. So I'm going to take it now. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to throw it back real quick. 1 sec. All right. Now we pray that that doesn't kick in early, and we're moving on. Anyways, I noticed these guys at the gym, the dads at the gym. I don't know what it's been. I don't know if I've been going at a little bit of a different time. I used to go at nighttime because I would do all my shit during the day, and then once I was done, it would be like 8 o'clock, and I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go hit the gym. and finish off my day like that and then go to bed. But instead, I've been waking up, hitting the gym early, and then doing all my stuff until later so that I have, like, you know, maybe like an hour, 2 hours to just chillax at the end of the day after a long day of hard, very hard work. Okay? Super duper hard work. And what I noticed was these dads. I don't know what makes them think that this is right. Most guys in the locker room, like young guys, you know, that aren't dads and that aren't old as fuck, or and that aren't grandpas, because grandpas do it as well. Dads and grandpas, pretty much everyone over 40. Everyone under 40, they get out of the shower at the gym, right? I'm talking about the locker room right now. We're not like in the open. I didn't specify that, but let me specify. But the people, the dudes in the locker room under 40, they do the regular thing. You get out of the shower, you take your towel off or whatever. No one's looking, like, obviously, because you're just doing your own thing. No one's paying attention. Take your towel off, throw your underwear on, and then you could dry the rest of your body. And, you know, do what you got to do, walk around your underwear. No one cares if you walk around your underwear. It's fine. No big deal. But these fucking dads over 40 just all of a sudden decided that it was a good idea to hop out of the shower, take their towel off, and then they just fucking put a shirt on and just walk around with their dick out. They just fucking, I saw it once and I was like, maybe that guy's just a little weird. And then I fucking saw it like four more dudes doing it in the same day. And I was like, what? You look like fucking, like, especially if the dads got a little bit of a beer belly. I mean, most dads have a little bit of a beer belly, and I'm not body shaming here. It's just a thing that we all noticed. If you got a beer belly, good for you. Good for you. You're having the time of your life. Clearly you're loving it out there. Good for you. But the point is that if you got a little bit of a beer belly and then you put a t-shirt on with no pants on, you look like fucking Winnie the Pooh walking around the fucking locker room. Stop doing it. You just put a shirt on, walking around with your dick out. Stop it. It's fucking weird, man. I'll see like four of them. And I'm like, they look like they're wandering looking for fucking honey. Stop. Fucking quit it, dude. Put some underwear on. Like, I don't care if your dick's out. I get it. It's a locker room. But if you're going to walk around with your dick out, just leave your shirt off. Why are you putting your shirt off? Why are you putting your shirt on to then simultaneously just walk around with your wiener in my face? What are you doing, man? Put it on. Come on. If you walk around like that in public, pedophile. Don't wear that for Halloween. Don't do it. You're going to go to prison. Don't fucking do it, man. It's so weird. All of these dads, they started doing it. I'm like, where are you getting this idea that you think this is a good idea? Not once have I ever gotten on the shower and been like, I'm going to put my shirt on first and just walk around with my dick out. That's not, no. The underwear goes on first, and then socks can go on whenever. I usually do underwear, socks, and then pants, shirt. That's normally how I put my clothes on in the morning, or just any time of day. You know, it goes underwear, socks, pants, shirt. Or sometimes I'll do underwear, pants, shirt, and then later I'll throw on socks if I have to throw on socks. Sometimes I like walking around barefoot. I'm barefoot right now, which is a little bit of a TMI, but I'm barefoot right now. Because you know what? For some reason, my legs were hot, or my legs were cold, but my feet were absolutely burning up. So I was like, you know, I'm going to leave the socks off. And that's how I get dressed. But every dad in the locker room, at my gym, shirt, walking around like fucking Winnie the Pooh. Walking around like they just don't give a shit. I don't know why they do it. I'm not sure. And if you're over 40 and you're doing that in the locker room, stop it right now. Stop doing it. Quit doing it. Stop it. Thank you. That's it. That's all I wanted to say on that, because it's fucking weird and I don't want to see it anymore. Okay. And it's also the same thing with, there's been a bunch of guys at the gym just wearing like either the number one thing that I hate the most out of everything. Okay. If you have a penis, hear me out. If you have a dick attached to your lower body, stop wearing 3-inch seam shorts and riding on the bike at the gym. You want to know why? Because when you sit up, I see your balls, okay? Your balls are just playing ping pong with each other, and your right nut will pop out, and then your left nut will pop out. And then every time you move your leg on that bicycle, your nuts are just playing peekaboo with me while I'm trying to get a set in. Like, stop doing that. I get it. Wear whatever you want, but I also would prefer not to see your nuts dangling in my face while I'm trying to bench. That's just a personal thing. Okay, that's just a personal thing, and that's how I feel. There's kids in the gym. Not kids. Well, actually, no. Yeah, people do bring their kids, because the gym that I go to has like a little daycare thing. Yeah, you should be in jail for that. You can't just wear it. Like, dude, just wear 5-inch. There's never a time where you need 3-inch inseam. Never. Absolutely never. Okay? Not never. I mean, obviously, if you have good underwear on, your nuts aren't going to pop out, then I don't care where a Speedo, for that matter. I don't care. I just don't want to see your dick in the gym. Or anywhere, preferably.
This episode is made possible by PwC. A robot may not be coming for your job, but competitors are coming for your market share. At PwC, we pair the right tech with the right solutions to help you gain a competitive edge. Reimagine operations from the cloud, fuel innovation with responsible AI, and detect risks before they become headlines. That's human-led and tech-powered. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. Also, there's been a lot of guys, specifically like the bodybuilder dudes, who are like, you know, like clearly on steroids because they wear leggings to the gym, which is fine. If you're going to wear leggings, I don't care what you wear, but just don't get hard because it's weird, man. How am I not going to look? I'm going to look the entire time. Or because either the dude, the person with the penis, okay, anyone with a dick, they're wearing leggings. If you're going to wear that tight as shit, tuck it. Tuck it back. Tuck it between the legs so that it just looks like a little lump. And then it's like, okay, I'll go on about my day. But don't push it to one side so that I just see the imprint of your shaft. That's not what I want to look at while I'm trying to get a pump in. That's not what I want to look at while I'm trying to better my body and really get into it. I don't want to be looking at your dick, okay? I don't want to be doing it. And I'm sure a lot of other people feel the exact same way. And that's why you need to quit it. That's why you need to quit it. Because it's weird. You need to stop. Okay? Once again, there's children in the gym. That children will be scarred. The bodybuilders, they do it the worst. I'm not going to lie. I know which one of the bodybuilders at the gym are on steroids specifically because they have quads twice the size of my head and their dick is the size of a Tic Tac. Look, I'm not here to dick shame. We're not here to dick shame. But if your dick is fucking half an inch in your, you know, tight little pants, it's very clear that you inject needles into your ass. I'm just saying. You're kind of just telling the whole gym, hey, yeah, I'm big as shit, but my dick is tiny as fuck because I've done two years worth of cycles of steroids. You just know. One dude at the gym, I think I said on here before, got like roid rage right next to me. He was like, all these people have been on these treadmills for 7.5 minutes. I'm like, all right, man. Not really sure why you had such an exact time in your head, but I'm aware also. And he's like, I just want to rip him off the damn machine. And I'm like, all right, you could do that, but I'm not involved. So just, okay, you do you. I'm just going to be over here. And I got there before him. Like, I was waiting first. And he was like, I need to get on the next one. I'm like, dude, you do is whatever you need to do not to kill somebody today. Okay. You do what you need to do. So that nobody dies. I'll let you go, man. I will wait back. I'm not dying for a treadmill today. I'm not dying for cardio. That's the last thing I'm going to die for. Last thing. You know what I would die for? A Reese's peanut butter cup. And you know that. Oh, man. We haven't even gotten into current events yet. Fuck current events. I don't give a shit, man. Fuck that. I guess we'll get into current events now. Hold on. I've been saving this energy drink the entire time it's been sitting here. It's been sitting in my little koozie, actually, to keep it cold next to me this entire time, which, by the way, if you want a koozie for yourself that says, that's not ideal on those times when you're like, hey, I just flunked a test, or hey, I got my boss just laid me off, and I'm freaking out, and I'm having a panic attack, or I'm failing all my classes. I'm having a panic attack. Well, you know what? You could have a panic attack with your little koozie while you throw, I don't know, maybe a White Claw, maybe a water bottle of vodka. I don't judge. I don't judge here. Throw whatever you want in here. And you could be like, you know what? That's not ideal. Link in my bio. Instagram bio, AnthonyKaz_ if you want one. Current events. That's what we're doing. We're doing a current events. Let's hop right into them. Let's quit wasting your little time here. Current events. First thing I saw this thing on Disney Plus. Oh, I forgot I had this other joke here. Sorry, I just remembered another joke that I wanted to talk about. Disney Plus. Or actually, let's save that. First thing I want to talk about, when you, because the two things are talking about Disney Plus. I'll save those for next, so it makes more sense chronologically here. Anyways, I noticed on Instagram, which made me, I was like, there's no fucking way that this is real. So on Instagram now, if you, when you shake your screen really fast, I don't know if you know this, but if you're on Instagram and you're like scrolling through and you shake your phone, because it's happened to me a couple times and I ignored it the first few times and I was like, that's weird. But when you shake it like a little bit, when you're like on a post, it pops up and it asks you, is something wrong? And would you like to report something? So the only thing that popped into my head was Instagram thought, and they were like, what do people do when they get triggered? What do they do when they get super duper triggered? Well, they look at something and they go, I don't like that. I don't like how that made me feel. And then they shake their phone. And then Instagram's like, hi, I noticed you're having a temper tantrum because you're a little bitch. And I just wanted to ask you if you would like to report this. Like, Instagram, do not encourage it. Don't encourage it. I already got fucking kicked off of TikTok. Do not encourage reporting things, okay? Don't encourage it. It's fucking, all I can imagine is someone being like, I don't like it. I don't like it. Stop it. No. I didn't like that joke. No. It hurt my feelings. Shut up. I don't care. Fucking shut up. It hurt my feeling. No. No. And then you shake your phone. And then Instagram's like, would you like to ruin this person's career? And you're like, yes, ding. Would you like to attack their entire career over a small joke that made you a little bit upset? Absolutely, I would. Yeah, Instagram's been really getting on the community guidelines too now, which is just, dude, they got to stop with these guidelines. I mean, it's like fucking, next thing you know, they're going to take porn off the internet. And then you know what's going to happen after that? Communism. As soon as porn gets off the internet, communism. Absolutely, dude. Might as well just start reading the red little book to get yourself ready for it. Might as well. might as well, man. Might as well. I mean, why not? You know, let me get a quick little sip out of my, that's not ideal, koozie. Anthony Kaz _ on Instagram. Whoo. Oh, I also forgot I just took that Vyvanse. And there's 200 milligrams of caffeine in that bad boy. Oh, I'm going to be bouncing off the fucking walls in about 20 minutes. So I better wrap this up in 20 minutes, or hopefully sooner. But 20 minutes is really all I got left. Anyways, moving on to the things from Disney Plus. Lilo and Stitch, if you don't know what that is, I watched it all the time as a kid. Lilo was this little girl who I think they lived in Hawaii. I'm pretty sure it was Hawaii. I don't know how to say it the correct way. I'm pretty sure it's like Hawaii. I don't fucking know what it is. I don't know what it is, okay? I say it like a stupid little white boy who lives in Chicago. Hawaii. That's how I say it. I'm sorry. Anyways, Lilo and Stitch, kids movie. It's Lilo is the girl. Stitch is like this little alien-looking little gremlin boy. And it's a little blue. He's a little blue. He looks like the Tasmanian devil, but like a little bit nicer. You know what I'm saying? Like the Tasmanian devil, but like, you know, the Tasmanian devil, you see the Tasmanian devil and you're like, that, I don't like what's going on there. But then you see Stitch and you're like, I kind of like this guy. I kind of like what he's doing over here. So he feels safe. Anyways, there's a scene where in the original movie, or maybe it was an episode, not important, but in the show, in this original episode, the kid hopped into the dryer, and then the mom was like looking for him, and they were like, you're in the dryer, and they took him out. But then they changed it in the new one. They did some editing so that now, instead of a dryer, it's just like a little cabinet that the kid hides in, and then the mom finds it, and then I look up, and I start scrolling through the comments. I didn't do any research. I know I said look up. I didn't go on Google. I don't care that bad. But I start scrolling through the comments, and a lot of people were saying that the reason they did that was because kids started to get stuck in dryers. Dude, how fucking stupid are children? How dumb are you? Even at eight years old, I would have watched that and been like, oh, that's funny, but I'm not going to fucking hop in my dryer. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. Why would I hop into a dryer? That sounds dangerous. But no, apparently a lot of kids were like, oh my God, she hid in the dryer. I'm going to go jump in my dryer. That sounds like a brilliant idea. No, it is not. It's a terrible idea. That's what we got to teach these kids, man. Lock your kid in a dryer. Be like, can you get out, Billy? Can you get out? And be like, no, I can't. I can't get out. Then don't go in the fucking dryer. You got to teach your kid, man. That's the problem, man. Kids are a lot of work, but people don't want to teach them. They'll be like, he'll never go in the dryer. Next thing you know, you come home, Billy's been in the dryer for 3 hours with a Kit Kat bar, and he's pissed himself twice. Shit himself once. And you're like, fuck. Damn it. I knew I should have stuck him in the dryer and taught him a lesson. Well, now you learn. Now you learn. Or worse, Billy perishes. And that's even worse. Cause then your kid's dead, and that's like totally not cool. yeah. Anyways, that was it on that. Last thing I want to talk about, which is it controversial? Nah, not really. It's just like a little funny. Don't even think about this politically. Think about it. Take your politics, right? Throw them to the side. I mean, I hope you do that when you come into this podcast, because that's what I do. I come in here with zero morals. I don't have one moral. I'll go from being the most, you know, progressive. I mean, I am extremely progressive, but that's not the point. But I'll go from, you know, starting off with like my actual views, and then I'll do a complete 180, and I'll be like, you know what? I feel like we should eat dogs. And you won't know if it's a joke or not. You won't know if it's a joke or not. And that's just, that's what's good about it. Which, by the way, before I even get into the Disney Plus thing, speaking of eating dogs, I know that's a weird, really weird transition, but I was listening to Cody and Noelle's podcast, obviously Tiny Meat Gang. Love those guys. But I was listening to them, and one of the things that they said was they started talking about how Cody said he ripped, like, there was like a live lobster he had, and he just ripped his head off to like kill him or whatever. And then they started talking about how there's like claw games at a restaurant, and then like, you know, where you could like claw the crab up. And they were like asking each other, like, yo, you ever done that? And they're like, yeah, it's crazy. And they didn't really go much into the claw thing. I think they like branched off of that, but I kind of zoned out, because what I started thinking about after that was I kind of found it funny how, you know, how PETA is always like, you can't, you know, they're like, don't eat dogs, and they're like, don't eat cats, and they're like, you know, protecting all of these animals, and they're like, you can't eat them, their life, you can't take their life away from them, they matter just as much as a human life. And all I could think about was that PETA, say there's like two people going, right, two people from PETA going, and they're like, you keeping those lobsters in there, treating them like a kid's game, with treating them like a claw game, people get to pick them out. Imagine picking out a human for their death, and that's how your kids would die. Imagine that. And then as like the one person is like arguing with the manager to like take this down and talking about how it's inhumane, the other guy who came with from PETA is just in the corner, and he's like stuffing his mouth. He's like, yo, hey, yo, boss, I don't mean to like, you know me, totally, like, I love animals 100%, but like, have you fucking tried this shit? Like, holy fuck, man. Shit is outstanding. Dip it in some butter. I mean, fuck. And then the boss comes over, and they're like, you know what? You guys could keep it. And they're like, this, honestly, this lobster tastes too good. This lobster tastes too good to make the restaurant get rid of the claw game. The guy's just sitting there. He's like, yo, boss, I'm not going to lie. Like, this shit's gas. Maybe we should rethink this whole thing. I don't know. That's just me. Like, I'm totally, like, I love animals, but, like, holy fuck, man, this shit goes hard. Damn. And then that's why there's still lobster claw games in restaurant, because PETA, the boss of PETA, tried it, and they're like, you know what? we do a lot of work, and we save a lot of animals, but, I mean, fucking lobsters can die. It's fine. The lobsters, they're fine. Lobsters, squid, yeah, you know what? They taste a little bit too good. And then one day they tried dog, and they were like, no, they are pets. When in reality, they just tasted like shit. I know there's a comedian that had a bit on that. I don't remember it, but the comedian was like, realistically, we just, the reason that we have some animals or pets and we eat other animals is because the animals that are our pets are the ones that didn't taste that good. I mean, and is it true? Is it not true? I think it's 100% true. But yeah, I just needed to throw that out there. Anyways, Disney Plus, what was I talking about? Fauci. Oh, I found this really funny. Sorry, we're circling back to the second thing from current events, or the third thing from current events, technically. Fauci, you know, big vaccine guy, you know, Mr. Fauch, he has a documentary made on him that's currently on Disney Plus. Okay, whatever. Not getting political. But what's hilarious, if you didn't know this, 50% of Disney is owned by a Chinese company. That's a little funny. Come on. Come on. That's a little funny. Vaccine, not vaccine, I don't care. Whatever you got going on, okay? If you're fucking, whatever you're doing with your life, I don't care where you politically stand. That's hilarious. Because I know there's some conspiracy theorists out there right now that are like, this is Chinese propaganda. Fucking, their kid tries to watch the documentary. And they're like, I just want to see what they're going to say. And they're like, no, you're going to get brainwashed. Damn it. Do you not, you got to start coming to the QAnon meetings, damn it. You can't. Which, look, once again, not political, but I just think it's, I mean, like, why did they give him a documentary anyways? Like, who, like, he made a vaccine. Congratulations, dude. Did you win 6 NBA championships? No, shut the fuck up. You don't deserve a documentary. Oh my God, you're saving lives. Yeah, cool. Michael Jordan won 6 NBA championships. I don't know if you heard that the first time, but yeah, I just want to let you know. Oh my God. We pushed the vaccine out so that things could, because we're trying to make things open up again. Oh, nice, man. Have you scored 80 points in a game before? Fucking, you are irrelevant, Fauci. No one cares. Oh my God, you made a vaccine. Whoop-de-doo. Whoop-de-doo. All right? Let me know when your batting average is over 400 and I'll start to care. Let me know and then I'll start to care. Okay? Let me know and then I'll give a shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Steve was down the entire time. I didn't even realize that. Steve was laying his head down. Steve, no sleeping on the fucking job, dude. Damn it. Shit, man. I don't pay you in blowjobs just for you to sleep on the job. Jesus. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Steve, I can't believe you sometimes. But yeah, Fauci, dude. I mean, cool. He got a documentary. Good for him. I don't know. It's just a little funny. I feel like we're going to end it. Am I going to end it? Are we going to end it? Not like our lives. Don't do that. That's not good. I was talking about the episode. I don't know. Let's look at the questions I got. Let's see if any good questions came in here. What was your most embarrassing phase? That's not really that great of a question. Actually, it's a pretty good question. My most embarrassing phase was actually I watched Logan Paul and Jake Paul religiously every single day. Like there was a one point or another where if you asked me who I watch on YouTube, I'd be like, I'm a low gangster. I would have said that directly to your face. I'm not proud of it. Not in the slightest. Okay. And I don't remember what Jake was, like Jake Paulers or like the Paulers, right? Wasn't that something like that? I don't know. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But like same thing with Jake. Like people would be like, oh, Jake Paul. I'd be like, yo, dude, that massive machine gun tattoo on his thigh is like the coolest thing ever. That guy's like so cool. Obviously, my views have changed very much since then. And I'm not exactly the biggest Jake fan. I do honestly still like Logan, though. Logan seems like a good guy. I'm going to be honest with you. Jake, absolute prick. Logan, great guy. But yeah, that's definitely wasn't the best point of my life. What has been your weirdest encounter with a police officer? That's a good question. And I feel like I had something funny. Now I remember it was when I was younger, sometime in high school, these kids used to hang out at a park and, you know, I mean, high school at a park, you can imagine what's going on, but I just showed up, didn't do anything wrong. I literally showed up 3 minutes before this cop showed up. So there was absolutely nothing wrong. And so what happened was this cop just like to scare the kids away. He wasn't even really like coming to like try and like arrest kids. He was more just trying to like get him out of the center of the park and like have him go somewhere else just so he wouldn't have to deal with him. But all the kids were obviously, were they doing things? Were they not doing things? Just long story short, as soon as the cop showed up, the kids ran. This cop just gunned it across the middle of the park. I'm like, I'm not even sure if you're allowed to do that, but whatever. But I was like sitting there and I was like, at first I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to run. Cause that's just my first instinct. I'm like, cops, let's run. Right. Everybody else is running. I'm obviously going to run too. But then I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. And so I just sat on the bench And the cop just swerved up to me, and I just stayed on the bench with my foot over my leg, and I was just like chilling on my phone. And he's like, "Why didn't you run?" And I was like, I didn't do anything. And he's like, "Yeah, but like everybody else ran." And I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of hanging out." And he's like, "All right, well the park's closed." And I'm like, "Oh, so I gotta leave?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "Is that it?" And he's like, "I guess so." And I'm like, "All right, cool. Peace, man." And I just walked away. And I was like, fucking everybody else like ran, dove into a bush. And the cop was just like, "Yeah, I just wanted to get him out of the park." And I was like, "Oh, all right. Well, mission accomplished, buddy. Probably could have done it in a much safer way. Maybe just hop on the old mic you got there and be like, hey, can you guys get out of the park, please? Pretty please?" Like, fucking, can you imagine a cop? That's how cops should be, dude. Just like sound like super innocent. Be like, "Can you pretty please put your gun down?" Like, come on, man. That's honestly how I would be if I was a cop. There'd be like a robbery, and I would like at a bank or something. And I would show up and I'd be like, "Come on, dude. Just fucking come on. Put it down, dude. This sucks. Come on. You think I want to be here?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "Exactly. Just fucking walk out. I'm gonna close my eyes and I'm gonna count to 10. And when I open them, you're going to be gone, okay? And if you're not gone, then I have to arrest you. But if you are gone, I'm just going to say that I lost you." And they're just, I'm like, "One." And they're like so confused. They're just slowly walking out. I'm like, "1 in 1,000. Like fucking trying to get them to leave. That's how I would be. I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to wrap it up. We're going to call it. Make sure you rate, review. Over on Apple Podcasts, really helps out the pod. Follow the podcast on Instagram if you want to stay involved, kicking with Kaz. All my socials are down below in the description of the episode, wherever you're watching or listening. And that's about it, guys. Also, have a great fucking Halloween weekend. And if you don't celebrate Halloween for some reason, because you think it's the work of the devil, well then fucking have a shitty Halloween, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. But anyways, can I get 2 claps? And a Ric Flair. See you next week.